What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Live. Hey, you guys, I want to welcome you to this three-part series. This is Moms and Mental Health. So sit back, relax, and come on this journey with me. All right, you guys, so this is part one of my series. This is the Mom and Mental Health series. Okay, so this is part one, and I have a special guest here. I have Jamie Rock. What is up, girl? Tell us more about yourself before we get started.
Wagwan, Wagwan, Rosie, host with the most. I'm here, Midea. I'm so excited to be here. A little bit about me. Jamie Rock is the name I go by. It means Jah is my rock, or God is my rock. It kind of ties in my spirituality, which for me has to do with Christianity, has to do with Rastafari, has to do with Judaism. I have a little, you know, a little spiritual umbrella, but Jah is my rock. That's the part that matters to me. I'm originally from Kingston, Jamaica. I was born there, and I am a mama of one beautiful, strong-willed Sagittarius baby. And I call her a baby, but she's going to be three soon. So I should probably get myself a little bit more used to calling her my toddler. But she's my baby and will always be.
Yes, there will always be our babies. I mean, come on. All right, since we're on a topic of mental health, how are you doing?
Thank you for asking me that question. I've noticed with mental health, sometimes it's about naming how you're doing and how you're feeling. So feelings. I feel centered. At the same time, I feel a little bit off balance. I'm holding space for both of those seemingly opposite things. I feel blessed. I feel really grateful. I also feel a little tired. I got a tiny little nap before I picked my daughter up, but I do feel a little sense of tiredness. And here comes Ziggy Bop Bop to join us. Say hi. But I feel good. How about you? How are you feeling today after your long day?
Now I feel relieved because all of my kids are in bed.
Yes,
I put them to bed 8 o'clock on the dot.
Okay,
so I could relax. So now I feel relieved. Like, it was a little, you know, hectic because I had so much. I felt like I had so much to do. I had to iron, I had to make sure that I cooked something for dinner. Mm-hmm. I have to make sure that the laundry is done. I always forget to do the laundry. So whenever I remember, it's like a rush. And then I had to take the trash. It was a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly. What did you make for dinner?
Wings, girl. Honey glazed wings. It was good.
Ooh, that sounds good.
All right, so, like, I feel like many people have their own misconceptions of, you know, when it comes to moms and mental health.
Yep.
Like, what is one misconception you think people have?
Sure. So, the first misconception that I feel people have is that somehow mental health is a bad word, right? I heard a crash. What's up, baby? Okay. It's okay. It's just a little remote. We can fix that. My daughter has learned how to turn the TV on by herself as of today. And so, you know, remember last time we were talking, I was saying that she brings her little stool everywhere.
Yeah.
So I hear the TV chip on without mommy. I'm like, what? But yeah, she just thought she brought the room up. Yeah, so I think that the biggest misconception is that people think mental health is some kind of bad word, and all the taboo. Here you go, boo. All the like taboo stigma around mental health is the biggest thing for me. And it's like, nah, bro, you're just taking care of your mind. You take care of your body, don't you? You take care of business, don't you? So why not take care of your mind and your emotions, right? So that's the biggest thing for me. Like, it's like, because for so long mental health and that kind of stuff was seen as taboo, something that you don't talk about in public, something that you be quiet. If someone's having a hard time mentally, don't talk about it. It's like, don't say that. Don't say too much. Don't overshare. And it's like, we share when we graduate from college. Why can't we talk about when we graduate to another level emotionally, graduate to another level mental health wise? Like, we can celebrate those things. We don't have to hide and be full of shame. You know what I'm saying? Even like saying something like, I have a therapist. I say that like it's nothing.
Me too.
We'll be like, shh, don't tell anybody, but I have a therapist. And it's like, man, bro, that's a good thing. You wouldn't say, shh, don't tell anybody, but I have a professor. Don't tell anybody, but I have a mentor. Don't tell anybody, but I have a friend. You know what I mean?
I know. And I think they expect like moms to be like strong and just, you know, handle their problems like by themselves. But it's like, sometimes we need a little help. Sometimes we need a little guidance. You know, sometimes we need that boost for our mental. So that's why, you know, some moms go to therapy. Sometimes we are overwhelmed.
Right.
All right. Because I was overwhelmed. And that's why I went to therapy. I need that little boost to, like, increase my self-care. Because truth is, I wasn't doing anything for myself. I was doing everything for everybody else.
That part. And it's like, I feel like you and I talked about this a little bit before. But like this idea that moms, it's not it, like, okay, so we coming out of traditions where being a stay-at-home mom is seen as, oh, you don't work, so you're fine. Like, hold on. Do you know how much work it is to manage a household? To take care of kids, to take care of one, let alone three kids? That is mad work, homie. And don't tell me that I'm not supposed to feel overwhelmed when I'm doing this for them. Myself, my husband, whoever your partner is, like, don't tell me that I'm not handling business. Like, it's a whole career. And people have this rude mentality of like, oh, but you stay at home, so, you know, that's fine. No worries. It's like, it's literally a job. And like, in the same sense, people will understand that, paying services for cleaning services is a job. They'll understand that. They'll understand that being a teacher or being a babysitter or being a caregiver is a job, right? And then they'll understand that there are laundry services that you can, you know, put your laundry and they wash it and they fold it for you and they bring it back and they'll pay hella money for that. And then it's like, you want me to have those three careers on top of what I have to do just to get myself through, and you gonna really minimalize what I'm doing, bruh? No way. It's like, for me, when it comes to mental health, I have to remind myself, it's not selfish. Self-care is not selfish. Self-care is pivotal to survival, you know? We have to take care of ourselves in order to take care of others, in order to take care of business.
Yes. And that is what my therapist is always drilling in my head. Like, you have to go out. You have to try to do little lunches by yourself, which I haven't tried yet, but I'm going to.
I saw in your live that you were like, and one of the things was like getting your nails done. I love that.
Girl, yes, I'm long overdue. Trust me.
I don't have the shmoneys right now to get my nails done, so I've just been doing my nails at home, painting them. And I remember I told an auntie about this, and she's like, "Oh, girl, you're multi-talented. You do your own nails. I can't get my cuticles." I'm like, hold up. I painted my nails. I didn't like, I can't get the cuticles on my, I don't do all of that. I just painted them and clipped them and filed them a little bit."
Wait, but let's piggybacking on like the self-care thing. Like, what are your habits? What do you do to take care of your mental health?
Thank you for asking that. I even have it posted in my room. I'm looking at it right now. Yes, because for me, I had to recently transition out of smoking because I was like relying on smoking to take care of myself and my mind and like give me like a coping mechanism, but it was counterproductive. And so I had to write down dance, painting, and coloring, which I haven't been doing as much like frequently, but painting and coloring, doing podcasts like what we're doing now, doing the podcast Jammy Rock Jottings, and listening to podcasts and taking a walk around the neighborhood. Sometimes when I get into my bag, I'll put on some makeup, and for makeup, I'm very minimal. Like I like eye makeup and like lip stuff, and like that's it. I journal. Sometimes I'm not very on top of the journaling part. I freestyle, whether that's like rapping or singing, and I write. So that can look like different things too. Maybe write a poem or something like that. And so I keep it one in my room and one right beside the door before I go out. And it's like a reminder to me, like, don't reach for smoking, reach for dance. Don't reach for smoking, reach for a podcast. Don't reach for smoking, reach for makeup. You know what I mean? And it's just, I need it in my face. I'm a very visual person. Like I need it in my face to show me like what do I reach to now? What do I do next?
That's a good that they're all good things, especially the painting. Like, I haven't really got into my creative juices to paint, but I do garden. That's one thing I do
I
for
love that.
my dance. Yeah, gardening. Girl, I'm getting my green thumb in.
Yes, get it. Get your green thumb on, girl.
Because one thing I did try was meditating, but I can never get a hang of that because my mind just goes like 50 miles a minute. So,
I feel that. I feel like meditation, I've heard different people talk about meditation, and for some people, they reframe it in their head. Like, meditation doesn't have to look a certain way. And sometimes for a person, it could just be sitting in their car for 2 minutes silently. And I'm like, okay, that level of meditation, I can try that. Let me try small first. Let me start small.
I could try that too. I could try that too. And sometimes, like if you have the watches, they have the little mindfulness things, which you could like kind of breathe in. I mean, that's all I can. Now put that on your mental.
This girl.
Let's sleep
This
with that.
girl. Oh my gosh, Xenia, what are you doing? You trying to figure out how to make the TV talk to you? I think it's time that I get rid of the child gate in my house because she fully climbed over
You
it.
know what, girl? I been got rid of mine.
I need to get rid of mine now because she's showing me in no uncertain terms that it's not working anymore.
No.
She has defeated it. She straight up said, "Where did you put the other one? Where did you put the other remote, Zen?" Oh, cute, cute. Where'd you put it? That's why you jumped over there trying to find it, huh? Let's see. Well, girl, let's continue talking while I look for
This
this.
is a great episode because we get to see like one on one how everything is affecting your mental. Now, When the kids like throw a tantrum or scream like that, like how do you go about it to like calm yourself, be patient and
Good question. I love that question. So for me, it has to do with like a lot of like self-talk and calming down myself, because I can't calm down a situation if I'm not calm. You know what I'm saying? Then
That's
your girlfriend, I don't know what you did with the remote. I don't see it. Staying calm is the biggest part of it.
girl, for real, staying calm. That's like a huge part of parenting.
There you go, man. There you go, boo. Your TV's back on. Yeah, staying calm is a huge part of
Girl, especially for your mental, because sometimes when my kids were small and I had like two under two, like they were
it.
crying at the same time and it drove me crazy. And
Right.
sometimes I'll cry alone too. So I
Right.
like those moments where you just want to scream along too, you gotta try to maintain your composure and stay calm.
Right. And like I feel like for me, getting low on the ground on her level helps me sometimes too. When my emotions are running high, like sitting down on the ground with her helps me like lower my emotional state. And like if I like don't if I feel like I didn't manage my emotions fully, or like I didn't get calm enough, I just say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We are a human, like we be having trouble managing our own emotions, let alone handling our emotions plus handling two other people's emotions at the same time. Girlfriend, I do not see this remote. I'm so sorry.
Now, do you teach her how to? I know she. Do you teach her how to manage her emotions?
Yes, so we have a lot of that. A lot of it is like naming the emotion. So if she's feeling sad or she's making her high-pitched sound, I say, are you sad? Are you sad? And she'll say, sad, sad. Or she's mad. I say, are you mad? And she said, She hasn't said, I am mad yet.
Oh,
But
mine all the time.
I know she's getting there. She's getting there. She's still learning. And like she has these little expressions, these little eggs that have like the different emotions on them. And so she'll hold up the one that's mad and she'll say, mad, mad. And then she'll hold up the one that says is sad and she goes, sad, sad. And her favorite one is happy, happy, you know? So she's learning how to identify the emotions so that when the emotions come up, she can communicate which emotion is she feeling. She is having a ball with the TV today. Are you happy? I know you want to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, but I honestly don't know what you did with your remote, girl. We just had it in our hand. Yeah, she went. You know when they want to watch a specific thing,
Fats,
they
what is
be
one
back.
thought that you would want to leave our listeners with today?
Okay, one thought.
Except that
When you have a strong-willed child feeling a lot of emotions, have compassion on yourself and compassion on the child. As much compassion as you would have for your child, have compassion for yourself at the same level. Because Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, I understand, Xenia. When I don't get to watch what I want, I feel sad too. So just like that, like communicating on that level of like, yeah, I've been there before. And remind yourself for your own mental health, it's okay to feel this way. My feelings are valid. My feelings give me information about how I'm moving through the world, how I'm navigating the world. And that's okay. And my feelings are valid, but they don't necessarily mean they're reality or I need to take them as fact, but they're still valid. And that's what's up, you know? And I should keep my feelings valid to myself. Like, you know, yeah, I'm angry right now. Or yeah, I'm sad right now. Or yeah, I'm overwhelmed right now. Or yeah, man, I'm tired. Yeah, me tired. Or I would, as I would say, me tired, you know? Me tired. Are you tired too now, Zenia? So the more you do that, especially as a mom, like you are being that example for your kids in front of them, like it's okay to have feelings. And for me, I have like that vibe of like I'm not trying to control my daughter, I'm trying to show her how to control herself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, girl. Thank you for being on my show.
Thank you
It
for
has really
having
been
me and my toddler.
this is Mama Life, girl. This is Mama Life. So these people got to hear some kids, okay?
Yes.
It's called Mama Life for a reason. They know I'm going to be interviewing moms, okay? So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, before we leave, do you want to plug yourself in?
Oh, yes. Oh, same. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Stop. She said, stop in the name of love before you break my heart. So the first plug is that I'm an artist. I sing. So hit me up on Spotify or literally anywhere you stream music. You just search Jamiroquai and you'll find me. And no stop. Okay, what else are we stopping? Oh, hit me up on Spotify for my podcast, my new podcast.
Okay.
My podcast, Jamie Rocks Jottings.
All right, and we are out. It's story time. Are you ready for this? All right, so my 3-year-old is a character. So I was talking to my hubby, and you know, my 3-year-old wasn't acting right. And my hubby told me to put him on speaker, and I put him on speaker, and he kept pushing the phone away. And then he dropped my phone on the floor, and I was like, oh my God, you're gonna break my phone. And he was like, but I wanna break it. And I was like, what? You want to break my phone? He was like, yeah, I want to break it so you can buy a new one. Like, with what money? With what money? I'm like, why in the world would you want to break my phone so I could buy a new one? Oh my God. This kid right here. Time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. All right, y'all. So today's inspirational quote is, life is tough, but so are you. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at Mama Life Plus 3 and catch me on YouTube at Mama Life Plus 3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.